Welcome to the Medicine Show. Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. I'm your friendly neighborhood host, Jason Q. Lawrence, without my caped crusading, record-breaking, record-producing sidekick, Ali Ghazani Alligator from the back alley, and soon to be back in town. Tonight, we have live performances by First Nations hip-hop artist Two Wolf Esteban Manuel. Is it Manuel or Manuel? Manuel. Great stuff. And the boot stomp kick-ass music of the Campfire Shit Kickers. We'll also hear some music from Farrah Palmer. Also, a song I did with her as well. All on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And streaming video on Facebook Live as the Vancouver Medicine Show. Actually, you know what? Let's bring that down a little bit. All right. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And you're listening to Creator's Prayer by Joseph Firecrow. We'll be right back with our guest, Two Wolf, and the Campfire Shit Kicker shortly. Hi, and we are back on CITR 101.9 FM on the Medicine Show, and we have with us, joining us, is Two Wolf, a.k.a. Esteban Manuel. Manuel.
Yeah.
You say it once. I want to hear you say it.
Esteban Manuel.
Manuel. Good enough. Thank you. Because I'm so used to saying that with like this Spanish pronunciation. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Two Wolf, also known as Esteban Manuel, is a First Nations artist from Canada. Music has been a huge part of his life since he was 6 years old. Starting out playing piano, he was also played guitar, drums, both soprano and bass, recorder, and very proficient with the violin. That's very exciting because one of my favorite instruments. Before moving on to hip-hop, Esteban is also an emerging filmmaker. His most recent documentary about Dakota Access Pipeline was selected to screen at the Talking Stick Festival and LA Skins Fest in 2017, where we first met.
Yeah.
In Hollywood. Let's not get carried away. He worked on two telephone feature films titled River of Silence and Indian Road Trip and The Amazing Race TV show. Esteban spends his free time performing around Vancouver's hip-hop scene as a rapper called Two Wolf. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It's very nice to have you in the studio finally after all the talking and stuff. So I'm going to bring up a song that you we're going to perform so we can get right into the music. And so as the computer builds up, what song is this that we're going to start with?
I believe it's titled Instrument. Is that the one?
Well,
or Brighter Day.
Well, you know, this is what I'm getting. So let's actually, that's pretty funny. You know what we're going to do is we're going to go into another song and we're going to set this up for him. And we will be right back on the Medicine Show after being able to figure out some stuff on the computer. The computer's just not reading the music that we have. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? Okay, so you want to do Brighter Day first? Or would you want to do Instrumental Live?
Let's start with Instrument.
Instrument Live?
Yeah.
And is there a name for this song?
Well, I just titled it Instrument, yeah.
Well, that's good enough for me. Let's play it. And if it has a little bit of a glitch, please forgive. It's coming through the database. So every once in a while. So let's let that go.
If my voice was gold because it shines, plays on its own, the world's instrument. If my voice was gold because it shines, my voice was an instrument, it would be heaven sent. Always meant to be there for you. Through and through my rhymes I shine bright. Through the sky light, supported by the walls of intelligence. Hanging like suspense, I checked one sec myself. Felt the safety of the song. Yeah, if my voice was an instrument, it would always be in tune for you as I groove. If my voice was an instrument, it could turn a rocker into a hip-hopper. If my voice was an instrument, it could be played to any genre, sparking tears while we're alone in the dark. Cause when the spirit of the Grand Chief speaks, seek the speech for a brief stress relief. Going through hard times, always sad crying, happen on a daily till the END. But don't let it drive you crazy, I will make my V-O-I-C-E and I-N-S-T-R-U-M-E-N-T. Play me. Haha, yeah. Yeah, check, check. One, two, yeah. my voice was gold, because it shines, plays on its own, the world's instrument. If my voice was gold, because it shines, plays on its own, the world's instrument. If my voice was gold, because it shines, plays on its own, the world's instrument. Yeah, I would love if you could sing with me, turn our voices into a symphony, a single entity entitled art, create lyrical Mozart and Beethoven, open the key to the lock as I spark, in the hopes that one day, this will turn a dark night into a bright day, if my voice was an instrument, yeah. If my voice was gold, because it shines, plays on its own, the world's instrument. If my voice was gold, because it shines, plays on its own, the world's instrument. If my voice was gold, because it shines, plays on its own, the world's instrument.
Yeah, Two Wolf up in here, rocking out with this dope ass track, y'all check out. Loving it, yeah. My voice was an instrument. Check.
Well, apparently it's an instrument.
Hell yeah.
Okay, right on. Great stuff. I just want to ask about your lyrics and stuff like this. This is stuff that's been on your mind. How when did you write these tracks?
I think the mixtape as a whole, I started writing back when I was just kind of finishing high school. I think that's started when the inception for some of the tracks started. And then it took a few years before I finally got the full, I think it's like about 15 tracks or so. And I think in that whole time, this one came out, a lot of the inspiration was just like, I think just people view kind of rap and hip hop as kind of like this, you know, it's really street or talking about party and stuff. But a certain like thought came to me. I was like, nah, man, like the voice is a total instrument. And when I do, because I sing my hooks and stuff, so even with that added on, it just kind of builds into this kind of full, kind of just bold everything, yeah.
Okay, is there any correlation between your inspiration for your movies and your inspiration for the lyrics for your songs?
Well, I think both are kind of separate in one way. Both are definitely heavily inspired by life. I'm starting to notice that a few of the screenplays that I'm writing, they have, there was like a strong time in my life or something may have happened, something I experienced. And a lot of that, it almost becomes like a biography in a sense, but with like a fictional story kind of attached to it. And definitely a lot of these songs as well have that kind of aspect to it where I brought a piece of my life, something I experienced, and everything that I talk about is from the heart. Like a lot of these lyrics I don't actually write down. I definitely let the beat sort of guide what the subject is going to be.
And I hear you there.
I go from there, and I definitely just like let a lot of my feelings out, a lot of my emotions, what I'm feeling in my heart, my soul, my mind, everything, all that kind of comes out. And at that point, I feel like I'm not just writing raps and freestyles and stuff. I'm more like making songs, and it transcends to that kind of level.
All right. Then, you know, I was thinking on the way over here, like I have this thought in my mind a lot, and I like to bring up prescriptions, and because it's a medicine show, it's just keeping mindful of social stuff and, you know, growing community in a good direction. So to, you know, just to stimulate thought. And this thought I was thinking about is like, success is not excess, it's like gluttony. So how do you feel about, and that would be like the title of the prescription if I was to like script it and all that stuff, but whatever. So how do you feel about the word luxury? Or exclusivity, or, you know, like, elite.
Well,
elite living in the luxury of downtown Vancouver.
Well, I guess I think every person has their own view on what luxury is. I grew up on the res, like in the interior and stuff, and so kind of I guess what I feel is like luxury and exclusivity and elite often comes down to when I think of it off the top of my head, the first things that come to mind is like materialism and really expensive stuff and like this stuff you see like that not the average person can afford, a lot of like celebrities and stuff like that. But to me, like, luxury is just like something that you can, like, it's not necessarily a need. It kind of more leans towards a want. But at the same time, you don't always have to, like, go out of your way to always have it there at your side and always need it, kind of thing. 'Cause even, like, I was thinking, like, that thought luxury came to mind because I was thinking, okay, if I was going to be, like, living on my own and I would only just get the essentials of what I need, something like tea or coffee would be, like, a luxury kind of thing. So there's almost different levels of that luxury kind of thing.
I get you. And I think that, you know, there's certain things like, you know, people need saying like anger's not good and excessive of indulgence or pampering is not good. But in its own place, there is a time and place for everything, even anger, even pampering, you know. It's like somebody who is going through a hard time could be pampered. Someone who's pregnant could be pampered. You know, there are a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with a want. A want is a good thing, you know. I want peace on earth. I want to be happy. I want to be harmonious.
Yeah.
But then again, even contrast is good for me. Some of my hardest lessons have come from hardship, right?
So,
but I do see a lot of a trend, and it's like encouraging people to embrace this disconnect and isolating people into their own little, you know, their own little place. And so if you're exclusive, you're in that place. And if you're really struggling, you're in a different place. And therefore it's a division in a kind of way.
Oh yeah. I feel that, even on the topic of anger, because, I feel like, you know, I always have to have a positive outlet for my anger. It's not just something to like be angry and go out and want to fight people or do like negative stuff. When I started getting into music, I found that it was almost a way to focus my anger into a positive outlet, and finding those types of things in my life that I could put it to good use as opposed to putting it to a negative use kind of thing. And even like film is starting to be like that kind of thing when I'm working with people that I enjoy working with and joking around and laughing and just being even just creative and stuff like that. I always find that helps instead of just going out and causing harm to the world, kind of bringing something that could enlighten anything that I could share with the world to make it a better place kind of thing.
Well, yeah, good anger should bring positive results, right? Anger at injustice or something.
Yeah.
And a creative mind. I find that you and I have a couple things in common, being fans of film and music. You want to introduce your mother? Hello, Doreen.
Oh, yeah. Doreen Manuel, yeah.
Hi.
Let's bring this up a little bit for you. Welcome. Doreen Manuel has joined us in support for her son to come out. So it's very nice to have you come out and join us.
Thanks.
And, you know, I am curious about a few things, and we can get to this in a moment. I just, first of all, do you want to set up this next song so we can know a little bit about the song that you've written to perform next?
Yeah.
Brighter Day, right?
Yeah, Brighter Day it's called. And originally how this song came about, there's like Michael Auger is his name, and or Michael Auger, and he approached me because he was going to do a music video with a group of youth, I believe from Merritt, and he wanted me to do a song that we could possibly do a music video to. So he approached me, and I believe it's his wife, PD Shalafu, she recommended a beat maker that she knew. And so I went through his SoundCloud and I found the perfect instrumental. I loved it. I almost immediately started writing to it. And from that point on, I started developing the verse and the hook and everything. And I wrote it, but I wanted to make sure that I wrote something, and I didn't want to just commit to it. And then once I had the full song, I contacted the beat maker, the producer, and he said, oh yeah, you could use it, just get the sample cleared. So we couldn't actually make the music video because I was trying to contact these big corporations and stuff.
Right,
because
you write some to some, what do you call the samples, right?
Yeah, it's a sample within the song, yeah, like the arrangement and like the notes and everything, but there's a certain sample in there. But I felt that the song was just way too good. I was almost robbing the world if I didn't put it out there, kind of a great song. So
what's it about?
It's essentially about kind of, I start off with a little bit about my life and even just the anger that I was feeling about a lot of issues that I was hearing, like in the social media and news and stuff. And a lot of that, and just kind of just, because I remember Michael Auger said, do something for the youth kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to just do another mainstream kind of party track or something. So
pimping.
I mean,
that's not a good thing, by the way.
There is a time and place for that, but I felt like I should kind of.
There's never a time and place for pimping. Let me clear this up now. Go ahead.
But in terms of like the content, of like the lyrical content of the song, I felt like, okay, you know, coming from where I come from, almost given opportunity, a place, a little bit of inspiration for the youth to kind of go in a good direction kind of thing.
Sounds.
And a lot of those kind of subjects inspired the song.
Great stuff. You want to, shall I roll it?
Yeah, sure. I could do this one.
Let's do this. Okay. This is Two Wolf, Esteban Manuel, and on the Medicine Show.
Come from the res, the Skonleth, parts of Kwetmek and Tanaka, half El Salvadorian colored brother. My mother is an activist and my dad a working man who named me Esteban, but that's about the biggest hand that he had in raising me. You see, I'm crowned in victory, but that doesn't mean that I haven't seen too many losses. I just maintained my focus and made starts with no pauses. Cause and effect, right? Or is it just that I'm surrounded by the privilege of the white? Cause if you're not quite that type, then you'll never be rich, cause it just doesn't fit with that image of the savage native. Yeah, yeah. The world is bigger than this house, this block. Free yourself when opportunity knocks. What do I live for? To see the land, the culture restored? Or more of our people on the inside changing things for what's right? Cause it seems before I die, we'll never have a First Nation sellout prime minister that doesn't look white. I fight the good fight, but what is the price you need to pay to say the things that need to be said and tell it like it is? The money, the power, the biz, the man and his system, white privilege and police corruption, our people's genocide by the government. I've had enough of it, this industrial complex production, but nothing will get my mind on a different subject. The murdered and missing men and women and our people's living conditions. Yeah. The world is bigger than this house, this block.
Free yourself when opportunity knocks. Yeah, check. There will be a brighter day, yeah. From Oka to Standing Rock, the world is bigger than this res, this block. Feeling trapped and can't get off? Often this stems from problem deeply rooted with no option. Started from the bottom, lost before you find yourself. Change begins with self before you can begin to help. Then it is felt within the community and then all of humanity for the better. Brothers, sisters, together, cause there's more to this world than just material possessions. I'm talking friends and close connections and some of those best times ever remembered. Cause I'm taking you to a place that you can't even reach, even if you walk forever, ain't never seen before. So when you're at that door and opportunity knocks, turn that doorknob and don't stop till you're way past that halfway mark. The world is bigger than this house, this block. Free yourself when opportunity knocks. Yeah, to Wolf. Check.
We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter in just a minute.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Do you have any awareness of what's been happening with newspapers in the last 10 years?
Not at all. I mean, truth is, I don't even get them anymore. I just read the news on my phone. It's so much better, and it's free.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The future of news media is in your hands. If you're interested in independent journalism and current affairs, CITR's News Collective is for you. Help hound down stories about diverse and underrepresented issues in the Lower Mainland for Democracy Watch, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Email volunteer at citr.ca to get involved.
We're back on The Medicine Show, and so I didn't play any, you know, warnings, content warning. You might hear something that you're not comfortable with. Just by the way, this is not a safe place. This is not some fuzzy room. This is freedom of speech. And I'm hoping, you know, I think this is the freedom of speech at its greatest. We're going to have our, you know, some kick-ass music in a few minutes, and we got the outspoken lyrics of you, Esteban, and you know, I really appreciate that. Your mother's here, and Doreen is her name. Welcome, Doreen. Hi.
Well, thank you. It's actually Kantlupakakin.
It's what?
Kantlupakakin, that means running wolf.
Okay, yeah.
But my English name is Doreen Manuel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Just before Christmas, we had met again after meeting a couple of times out of coincidence has brought us together.
Yeah.
And, well, just the background history, we met at the radio conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met in Hollywood at the screening of Esteban's film and the screening for the Promising Practices film series, which we'll hear a song from that as well. At this Christmas party, you were talking about unceded territory and the evolution of that idea. And what I was, you know, I'm not going to try and set this up with greatness. I've always thought that it's a beautiful idea, and I think that, you know, that the people in this province owe a lot of back rent if you're going to get legally technical and if people really want to honor the treaties.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that there's been a change in the status of being able to say unceded territory. So Can you sort of tell us a little bit about what you were talking about at the Christmas party? And because you've been studying some legal issues, right?
Well, you know, I grew up studying these type of issues. My father was George Manuel, and I grew up as a child. You know, he made us read legal documents and understand them. And, you know, we went
to... No fairy tales. It's legal documents for you kids.
Yeah. And, you know, we traveled around with him and we listened to his speeches. And he talked about Aboriginal title. That was the biggest and greatest thing, was Aboriginal title, that we preserve that. Because that is what's been preserved by our ancestors for us today. So when the Canadian government, when BC was asked to join Confederation, the Canadian government negotiated for the BC province to keep Crown title, the title over Crown lands, the governance over Crown lands. And that was a big mistake for our people, because for our people, what that meant is that the province would be involved in decision-making, having decision-making power over us. So when it came time to start negotiating treaties, the provincial government has been right in there, clear-cutting our lands before we can negotiate those pieces of land. So we're at a great disadvantage in British Columbia. The number of treaties are bad. But the BC treaty process is even worse, because in the BC treaty process, when you enter into negotiation, you have to agree that the agreement, the decisions that you make that are outlined within that agreement, that those will be your rights. They don't talk about inherent right, and they don't talk about Aboriginal title. That's not mentioned. They refer to Section 35. And in Section 35, they don't talk about Aboriginal title either. I was there when Section 35 came into Canada. I was part of the Constitution Express. It was my dad and many other leaders across Canada who fought really hard to get that section in there. Because if it hadn't gone into the Constitution, today we wouldn't exist. So, you know, I understand what Section 35 is. And what the modified treaty agreements are doing is it's throwing Section 35 in there like it means something. But it's also throwing Section 26 of the Human Rights Act, which says that BC and Canadian government, the rights of the citizens will always supersede any kind of Aboriginal sort of decisions that might be made about our own desire for our own laws. Because it considers... that everyone is supposed to be equal. And that sounds wonderful and fine, but we are the original people of the land. So we have never been equal. We have never been equal. That's always held the citizens, all of the other citizens, the white people, as being the ones that are the benchmark for creating equality. And so the rights that they're talking about in this treaty, I shouldn't even say treaty, it's not a treaty, it's an agreement. It magically turns into a treaty once the government decides they're going to sign it. That's not what a treaty is. You don't start off writing an agreement and then magically turn into a treaty. So what's wrong with that whole process is as soon as you start saying, okay, my rights are going to be defined in this agreement, that and the government is very, you know, they're strong-arming them into deciding what their rights are, then you've given up your Aboriginal title. You've given up your inherent rights. And they are being defined within this agreement. So that's ceding.
Okay.
That's when you cede your title. When you give up your Aboriginal title, you're ceding your right to the land. So in my opinion, and I just got off the phone with my lawyer when I arrived here just to make sure that I was saying something that was 100% accurate.
Okay.
Because it is true. When you enter into that treaty process, you can't say that you're standing on unceded territory, because you're not. You've ceded it.
At which point?
When you gave up your Aboriginal title. When you go into the agreement, it says that you need to...
At the start of the negotiations.
Yeah. At the start of the negotiations, you have to agree that you're going to abide by everything that you define in that agreement together with the government. But when you read those agreements, and I have been reading them, they're not hard to find. You just go on the BC Treaty Process website. They're all there.
Okay.
And so you can read them and you can compare them. And when you read them, it says it in every single one of those documents that you have to agree that whatever you define with the government, that you're going to live by that. And then you go and you into this process where you write all of the details of that agreement up. So you're being strong-armed by the government to agree to all of these different stipulations. And they already have a cookie-cutter model of what they're willing to give you. And nowhere in there does it say anything like that they're going to give you any part of the resources. Billions and billions and billions of dollars come out of British Columbia every single year and go into the coffers of the Canadian government. Nowhere in there does it say, oh, we're going to give you Indians 3% or 5% or 2% of that, because if they gave us a percent of that, we could actually run our own government.
Yeah. And, well, it, yeah. And, like, technically, when, like, what I was saying about before, you know, if people did honor the original treaties, there, this all would, okay, that since this is unceded territory originally, mm-hmm. that would that not mean that everybody owes a bunch of rent? Like all those buildings downtown, that's
certainly
trillions of dollars. That's a big number. Yep. Billions at least, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then another thing comes up is who's signing the document? How many signatures go on an agreement?
Oh, well, this is the scary part.
They, one or two?
They
so
decide,
how many people do these people represent?
When we were at that party, they were talking about this modified agreement. Well, okay. I got a copy of the documents. And with the modified agreement, well, what happens is they can decide who the citizens of that community are.
Okay.
And then the citizens are allowed to vote, which means that they could say, oh, only 50% of us are citizens. The 50% that are going to vote for it are citizens. The rest of you guys aren't citizens. So just us are going to vote, and we're going to pass it, and you guys won't have any say.
And so one group decides for a larger territory
it
of
could.
People who may not agree with what they're doing.
Or like, may not have even read it, or may have read it and not understood it.
Or been informed that this was going to happen.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things that could happen. And
like
then,
some elder sitting in their own personal environment, and they're living, a lifestyle that does not necessarily, you know, what's important to them. I'm trying to be careful about what I'm saying, but mm-hmm. it's just that not everybody's informed of every single step of these proceedings
and every single detail that's written up in there. Because you know when you read it, you have to just read it very carefully and ask yourself, what exactly does this statement mean? That the Canadian government and the provincial government will supersede and will, that our policies and our laws will have to be approved by the provincial and Canadian government. Well, that doesn't make us self-governing if we have to still be underneath those governments. What it is it's municipal status. It's the same as municipal status, what they're turning the bands into. And then they're turning all of our land into fee simple land, which on one side to business people might be like, oh, wow, that's awesome, because now we can get bank loans and now we can sell it. And then to other people, they might be thinking, oh, yes, but you also have to pay tax on it to the Canadian government. So that's not self-governing.
Okay, so in the end, can you sum it up for the people who don't understand all of the details that you mentioned? Basically, when it comes down to, are there large portions of land in BC that any of these agreements have actually come to full circle and been closed and become treaties?
Well, the Nisga Treaty. The okay. Nisga Treaty has been finalized, and they're going. They have Nisga.
What was the date on that, or what?
I can't remember.
Just,
the exact
was that
date.
This year, last
no,
year?
No, that was
thing?
No, that was quite a number of years ago.
70s,
so they've
80s,
no,
90s,
no, no,
100s.
where
are we here?
The main issue about that one is that their land is already turning fee simple right now, and so they're going to have to start paying taxes on the land. They lost some of their rights because in that agreement, their rights were not defined as things like you get to keep your tax-free status. you get to buy gasoline for tax-free and cigarettes. So I was stopped at the gas station the other day, and this woman says, oh, I don't have my status card with me. Do you mind like getting my gas for me? And I said, sure, I don't mind.
Don't admit to it. On the air.
So now I go in there with her, and then she says, I said, oh, so you forgot it at home? And she says, no, I'm Niska.
No, I'm Niska.
I know. And okay. I was like, oh, my heart just sunk for her, because I thought, you know, like she can't even buy tax-free gas. Like, that's our right, man.
And how big of land? Is that just a small territory in BC?
No, that's huge territory.
How big?
And you know
like
what?
Hundreds
when,
of miles?
When we, I don't know all of those kind of details.
That's okay.
When we, you know, enter into these agreements, they negotiate for really small amounts. Like, you know, we have this enormous territory and then we get 5% of it. You know, or some ridiculously low number like that. And then they don't have solutions for the thing that our territories overlap. I mean, there's just so many issues.
Right. And so how much of like, I mean, say BC is, you know, this square, like Nisga territory that has been finished is like, you know, the size of Vancouver Island, half of it.
I'm really bad with geography.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. So basically, not all of BC is unceded territory.
No, it isn't.
Is Vancouver?
Well, the Squamish and the Musqueam and the Tsleil-Waututh, well, the Musqueam and the Squamish have definitely entered into the treaty process. When I say
danger.
I am on the traditional territories of the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam.
That's
people.
Land recognition.
And then I say, you know, I'm so grateful to be in these territories that the ancestors of these people have protected for all people and they've welcomed us here. I say all sorts of beautiful things like that from my heart.
Absolutely.
Because I love these people. I live amongst them. I, you know, they're incredible, beautiful, wonderful people. But, you know, this whole ceded and unceded thing, well, I can say that in my territory. We have not entered into the treaty process.
We forgot to acknowledge your region. What?
I'm Suquamish and Tanaha. Now, see, I'm half and half here. So my Suquamish side, no way in hell are we ever going to cede our territory. We are hanging on to our Aboriginal title. I don't care what
they
do.
Where is it located?
That's
generally?
That's around Chase and
okay.
Yeah, Chase Air, Kamloops, Salmon Arm area. But my Tanaha side, which I'm not a member of, my sister's a member of the Tanaha, they have entered into the treaty process.
Okay.
And that's why I was at that party. And it was supposed to be a party
and
food. It turned into a treaty meeting. I'm standing there.
I'm like, it's a Christmas party. Hello, what is going on here?
I'm wolfing down my turkey going, what? How did I wind up in this meeting? And then I just could not keep my mouth shut.
Excuse the sound variance. We get excited and we start, and I look over at the board and I realize we're probably a little bit hot on the mic. So excuse me for the up and down there. Do you want to sum something up? I know there's a lot going to happen in this show, so we're gonna turn over to the other band. Do you have any other last words about this for now? It would be nice to have you back if before we cancel our show eventually. So. But if you have any summaries.
Well, you know what I would just beg of people? Read the friggin' documents. They're on the internet. There's no excuse. You know what? In my dad's day, we didn't have internet. We went door to door. And, you know, we had to rely on hard copies of everything. But today it's on the internet. There's no excuse for anybody and everybody to go on there and actually read them. Okay. If you actually read it, you get informed. And it's not that hard to read.
Right. So if anybody is, I would say take the step further. If people are getting involved and marching in the streets and calling themselves activists and being part of this process, go read it.
Yeah.
If you want to sit on a river and pray, that's your thing and that's good. And you're doing your part for the entire of humanity. But there's a lot of people who are politically involved who don't read these things. And that's what really gets me.
Yeah.
You know, so... Thank you so much,
thanks.
Doreen.
Thank you.
Great stuff. And to Wolf, I pulled up something really beautiful off the internet. We're going to listen to a song that is, let's see, I'm going to pause it so I can read it. It's called, wait a second, I even brought out the, it's Canto a Ka'atlik Way, Ton An Sin. And this is a beautiful, it's First Nations from down south. So it's like a combination of northern and southern culture in one song. We'll be right back with the, did you want to say anything to plug your career? Tell anybody about anything coming up or how to reach you?
Well, you could, I'm currently on SoundCloud mainly, Two Wolf, and I believe I come up just on there, the number 2, W-O-L-F, and I'm starting to get stuff on YouTube. I'm working a lot in film, and I've done my own stuff. I mainly focus on writing, directing, so I'm writing a few screenplays, and hopefully can get start directing them as well. I've been on a few projects kind of recently, just like DOPing, director of photography and stuff like that. So I'm keeping busy in both sides of the, both in film and music. I got a new mixtape that I'm almost finished, just finishing up writing the lyrics for like a couple songs. And I have an EP that's it's all recorded and everything, so it's pretty much almost ready to go out the door. And yeah, working on
Google Two Wolf.
Working on a full album pretty soon here.
Sounds great. We'll be in touch. Anybody wants to know more, you can Google Two Wolf Esteban Manuel. Or, you know, if you really need to get in touch and you can't find him, look me up. I'll put you in touch. This is Canto Acoatlique Tomatzin. I hope I... Tonatzin. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
Pachamama, protección, llena de cantos y flores, grandeza, inspiración.
We're back on the Medicine Show with broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter with the Campfire Shit Kickers.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Okay, let's distort the mic, shall we?
Shall we?
Well, that was just the greeting. We don't, and it's good. It's a good to keep bringing it in
welcome.
That way.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The Campfire Shit Kickers were accidentally formed as Philly Roach's anti-band a few years ago and have since let the winds of ale guide their reckless journey, singing tales of the adventures of their music. Takes them on, well, singing tales of the adventures the music takes them on. They are a no-frill, stripped-down, kick-ass band playing their own Shit Kickers tune and some choice cuts their way. So, what's the slogan that's on the... I'm going to let you say this. So they get your party going and what?
We'll get your goddamn pants off.
Okay, there you go. Last time they were in here, they were completely nude. It's great to have you guys back.
Likewise.
How about a song to start?
Great to be back.
We're going to talk a little bit in a few minutes. How about a tune to get us going and in the mood and hear what you guys are like?
All right.
What's it called?
The song's called The Tale of Tortellia.
Tales of Tortellia.
And it goes a little something like this.
Called him Tortellia Short. And if you do, they'll tie your arms and legs into a mule, and then they'll take control and they'll rip you apart. And if you see any, you would best be careful, for I'm telling you that Tortellia lots to give for sport. He likes to kill for sport. He likes to kill for sport. He likes to kill for sport.
Chase you there.
then he'll chase you and he'll chase you. He'll shoot you right in your face with his gun. The tale totally well, it's a tall one, but it's a good one. The
The tale of what?
The tale of Tortellia.
I keep on wanting to say tortellini. What is the tale? What is it about?
Well, tortellini is one thing. That's a.
It's a delicious
dish. An Indian dish.
Tahini dish.
Classic Indian.
Oh, I thought you said tale of tortellini.
Tortellini.
All right. Sounds great. Lots of fun.
That song was written on mushrooms. A lot of mushrooms.
All right. Well, let's. The only thing that I can say for the mix right now. So what we're getting on the radio right now is loud, but the vocals aren't coming through. So
perfect.
As much as they could be. Like I'm sort of working the volume.
What should I do? I can't hear anything. Like I just like when I'm playing here.
Yeah, do
I get
you want to
cut in and out?
Please feel free to readjust the positioning of the microphone and just
while
sing
I'm playing
directly.
Guitar in the footbrain.
No, but
it's not that easy.
No, just put it where you think you're going to use it at the beginning and sing directly at the microphone so that I can.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put your voice on top.
Do you like that, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, yeah, rocking.
Said, do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you like that, oh, ladies and gentlemen? Do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? So I say C-I-T-R. Do you like that? Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Jason is the one that's making us kicking in and C-I-T-R. Jason is the one that is getting up all in it. Where the fuck is Allie now? We don't know how. We're doing this anyhow. Jason's with us now. Whoa, doing it anyhow. Oh, that for sound check? Live sound check. Is that my vocals coming in better? Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
See, yeah. Like this guy's got a quality tone. He yells a lot, but he's got a quality tone there.
Voice of an angel.
Say that again?
Voice of an angel. Ow! Rock and roll!
I thought you said angle.
Voice of an angle.
He's got the angle.
He's got a very
voice
angular.
Voice of an angler. He's got your dad a fisherman?
He's got a very angular tone.
Very obtuse angle you got there.
You got a very, very angular tone.
All right, well, why don't we just go into another song right away?
Well, then. Yep.
All right, why don't we then?
This is going too well. We just got to keep that ball rolling.
Well, hold on one sec.
Oh, no, that has to be outside. Hey.
Oh, look, sorry. My bad. I'll put her over here.
No.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
Pass that, put it on that shelf right
there. Here it goes.
See, I
what does he put up with?
There we go. I tried to stop it, you see.
Sorry, CITC. We're rock and roll. It's what happens when you get a rock and roll band on.
They this break song, the rules.
This song is about doing whatever the fuck we want. The song's called Tangled in a Sunbeam.
I saw that movie. No, I didn't. I couldn't stand. I did. I couldn't sit through 10 minutes of it.
Oh, that's all right, because it's only a 6-minute song.
Good. Perfect.
The stars waited for the tide to rise and put out the fire. Rhythm of the pebble song, lulled us to sleep. The tide rolled back and the moon sunk deep. We rode the adventure with these memories. Force of nature, baby, you know what I mean. Tangled in a sunbeam.
Oh, yeah.
Tangled in a sunbeam. We do for posterity can lead to complications, and navigating the politics can lead to be shy. The babies were screaming in both of my ears, dropping louder so that it could be near. So just to go with the wheel and let your destiny steer. For the nature, baby, know what I mean? Tangled sunbeam.
Oh, 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 yeah, yeah.
Tangled in a sunbeam. Oh, 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 oh. Midnight picnic game on Tobin pairs with and right in the park. Gypsy fiddler plays for no one, only shadows in the dark. No 180 seems a lot to drop on oysters, baby. That's okay with me because I ain't felt this feeling lately. I ain't never felt tangled sunbeam.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Tangled in a sunbeam. Oh, 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 oh. Sunbeam.
world in a sunbeam.
Right back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter with some kick-ass music with the Campfire Shit Kickers. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
That was a quick commercial break, and we're back on the show. Where can people find more Campfire Shit Kickers? Because you have built quite a business around this entire. You don't have to use those if you don't want. It looks good, though.
Does it look like I'm pro?
Well, we do have
I'm pro.
We do have a website
coming
up.
You look good.
We do have
where
a website.
Where can they find more Campfire Shit Kickers? You can go to www.campfireshitkickers.com, but you're probably going to be rerouted to the under construction site, which really gives you sweet FA, which that's a technical term for sweet fuck all.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, in case you're offended by bad language, you just turn out now or else cover your ears while he says stuff like that. But this is a no safe zone. Go ahead.
No safe zone. You don't get a safety zone here.
No, there's no padded room here.
But we are
be a strong
the website's on the it's on the get go. We got a Facebook page. I mean, if you want to find what we're doing, it's pretty easy.
But this
we got some stuff coming up. We got Paddy's Day, we got some demolition derbies. We're playing a bunch of brew pubs, breweries.
But knowing
you know, like
you,
normal people do.
But knowing you guys, you're not exactly like it sounds like a big party, but you guys actually do your stuff. If it says under construction, that means you're doing work and it will be up, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
There you go. So how long do you anticipate that'll take?
I'd give it a week.
Oh, that's nothing. People keep their I've seen under construction signs for a year and a half, two
years.
No. We're still building our site.
It should be up right now, but I'm lazy. I wish I was more like my brother, you know.
Don't ever feel the pressure of your siblings.
Classic. Wow. You know, if I could be more like my brother, I'd masturbate a whole lot more.
Holy cow.
No,
okay.
Fair enough.
Just saying.
Oh, no, that's okay. So this is Nick Foreman on the bass. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Fantastic.
Say hello to your fans.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Say a little, play a little bass for us, Nick.
That's Nick on the bass. If you want to see him playing, check out Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook.
One, two, three, four.
Josh Sam Oroden on Cajon. Hey, Sam. That's Josh Sam Oroden. Sam Oroden.
Hi.
Hey.
Good to have you in there.
I got started in this because, I said last time, this guy bullied me into playing with him. Yeah, basically, you know,
drumming on the table's not enough. Coming to every show. He said, you've been in the band for 3 months? You're just too lazy to pick up an instrument, so here I am.
And would like to introduce one of the more recent members as well, Brandon Green on the mandolin. Hi, and Mandolinius.
Brandonius Mandolinius. I literally picked up the mandolin 3 weeks ago, so I hope you guys are enjoying
no
that.
No way, dude. How does he do it?
Or does he? Doesn't he?
And Philly Rose!
Wow, the crowd goes wild!
That's Philly Rose.
There
so
it is.
We keep distorting and stuff because we get so excited.
That's
but
okay.
Now I'm going to let you guys play some more music, and then what we'll do, well, actually, okay, I did the commercials. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded between on the territories of Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations, and we'd like to acknowledge and thank all of these people for sharing the land, and, well, let's get back to some music.
Let's get back some goddamn music, shall we?
I hope it's not damned.
No, always damned for sure. You ready?
Ready.
Untek lieben glauben glauben.
I love this song.
Bust through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. Come try and catch me if you can. Subconsciously, intentionally, if that's a thing. The back doors unlock that kitten's in. And you may find a way down, get lost inside the maze. Inside that maze. Inside like a floating fleet of hummingbirds that may seem backward to the eye. The oil dances off the surface of that sizzle pie, and I got no filter for my words. And you may find a way down, get lost inside me. Along the way is a maze, and in that maze is a cave. In that cave there grows a root, and on that root blossoms the sweetest fruit. Fall asleep next to a Franken stuffed with lizard eyes. Yearning breathy creatures noise. Well, I fell so hard and then no contact for 20 days. I'm strewn amongst the toys. And you may find a way down, get lost inside the maze. Along the way is a maze, and in that maze is a cave. In that cave that grows a root, and on that root blossoms the sweetest fruit. On that road, on that road, and on that road, and on that root blossoms the sweetest fruit. And on that road.
And on that road, and on that road. Right along that way is a maze. And in that maze is a hay. In that cave that grows a root. And on that root blossoms the sweetest fruit. And on that root blossoms the sweetest fruit.
Woo!
Yeah.
Can I say rock and roll?
Rock and roll! People!
People! Keep on peopling!
People! People on peopling!
And the music keeps on musicking! Yeah,
the
right
soldiers,
on!
They kept on soldiering! And the world needs to know!
Sorry, got that wrong.
I love wrong.
No. I love wrong.
Okay.
All right.
That'll be one of my band names when I make my next band. Wrong. I love wrong. Okay. Guys, is there a name for this genre that you've been able to pin down, or should we just call it like a gumbo of sorts?
I think the Dreadnoughts nailed it. Marco, the drummer from the Dreadnoughts, Marco Bieri. He coined the term clusterfolk.
Clusterfolk.
And I think that is the most appropriate way. I even asked him. I read that. He's a good friend of mine, and I read that in an article. I texted him right away. I was like, dude, did you come up with the name clusterfolk? He was like, I think so. And I was like, can I use that? I'll use the trademark logo, like whatever beside it. Like I will. The clusterfolk, that's it.
Okay, what's the name of his band?
The Dreadnoughts.
The Dreadnoughts, and yeah. That's what he called his type of music?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, like...
He just caught it before we did.
Well, I mean, is it like boot stomp and folky?
Oh, well,
it's music?
Exactly what it sounds like. It's clusterfolk.
Try and get them in here before we shut the show down.
Oh, man. If I can get the Dreadnoughts in here, believe me, I will. I would love
great.
To see the Dreadnoughts in this room.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Marco Bieri, this is your call.
It's your call. Give us a call.
Yeah.
Okay. Great stuff.
I'm going to text them before we're done.
So, you know, we mentioned right before the show about what's been on your mind lately. Let's see. We've got about a few minutes. Does anybody want to do any shout outs or say anything about what's been on your mind or say anything real quick before we do a last song go up?
Well, are we going to get to do some Brandon stuff?
Not enough time.
For what?
For some Brandon stuff.
What's Brandon stuff?
His solo stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then yeah, I'd love to hear some Brandon stuff.
Are we out of time? Aww. Okay, let's do a song of Brandon's. Do you want to do one more? I know we're going to get kicked out of here.
What should we do?
DJ Ray is on with the late night show coming up just after this. Are we out exactly on time? Is your show? Okay, so what do you guys want to do with the last 5 minutes in here?
Saturna.
We're going to do a song called Saturna Island.
Okay, is this yours?
No. This is part of this.
Okay, well, you want to come back next week or something?
Yeah,
or
sure.
We're not here next week, but real soon, like in
absolutely,
the next week.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right.
We're gonna book this to come back. So this is called Saturna, right? Do you guys go
Saturna
to
Island.
Saturna Island. Sounds good.
Seafaring band cast away from the land. We're heading to Saturna Island. The lighthouse awaits. We'll storm through the gates. And we're heading to Saturna Island. We're a seafaring band cast away from the land, and we're headed Saturn Island. The lighthouse waves will storm through the gates, and we're headed Saturn Island. We're kicking up dust, we'll get drunk if we must. Avast, you scurvy old bastards. We're tearing shit up, we're refilling our cups. Campfire shaking kid bastards. Well, there's only four stop signs, only one cop. So everybody drinks and everyone smokes pot. There's shitloads of trees and there's sunbathing seals. No dicks in suits and no chicks in high heels. Kicking up dust, we'll get drunk if we must. Avast, you scurvy old bastards. Tearing shit up, we're refilling our cups. The campfire, you shit-kicking bastards. Seafaring band cast away from the land. We're headed to Saturn Island. The lighthouse awaits. We'll storm through the gates. We're headed to Saturn Island. We're kicking up dust. We'll get drunk if we must. Avast, you scurvy old bastards. We're tearing shit up. We're refilling our cups. Campfire shit-kicking bastards, the bastards. We're the campfire shit-kicking bastards.
Thanks to the campfire shit-kickers and to Wolf and his mother Doreen for coming in. We're going to listen to a quick song from Farrah Palmer from her new album called So So Happy. We'll see you next week on The Medicine Show. Oh no, we won't be here next week. We'll see you in 2 weeks on The Medicine Show.
No destination in my mind. Oh, taking a breather because I need to clear my everybody sings la 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 la. Life gets heavy, I turn to music, it feeds my soul. But when I'm messed up and nothing's working to make me whole, and that stress has got me down. I said that stress everybody sings la 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 la. La 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 la. They all sing la 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 la. La 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 la.
voices, and this is what I heard them say. They said,
stress, stress, stress will bring you down. Don't be depressed, pressed, pressed. Turn it around and sing.
Now everybody sing la 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 la.
Check out Farrah Palmer through the social media networks, F-A-R-A Palmer, and she's releasing this album, second single from